Magandang umaga, kumusta po kayo sa inyo lahat. Good morning to each of you. If you do the first slide, please, Peter. The first slide. Oh. Okay, well, I'll pray while you're sorting that out. Lord God, we give thanks to you for this day, your goodness, your favor, your mercy, your holy word that guides us, changes us, leads us. You work with your Holy Spirit. You did it. You sent us a comforter and a guide, and we honor you, praise you. May the words that I speak be the ones that are glorifying to your name. And Lord, lead me, guide me according to your plan and purpose for your name's sake, Jesus. I pray, we pray, amen. Okay, so there we go, guys. What's the topic up there on the screen? God is unchanging. Now, we're talking today just quickly about one of the aspects of the character of God. And I really love the scripture where it says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, which means what? He doesn't change. His character is loving, he's forgiving, he's faithful, he's kind. Think about all the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. Yeah, I know I said faithfulness. Yeah, I did. Anyway, okay. Only the tape will tell. And so the topic today, the message today is called An Unchanging God, Faithfulness in All His Promises. Okay? So I'll just start my little preamble and then we'll get into it pretty quickly. Many a times in our Christian lives, we fail to remember the promises and authority that we have been given in and through Christ Jesus. Even to the point of relying more and more on our abilities, our strengths, what we can do, our ideas, and then wondering why, quite often, our plans fail. We may have tentatively ask Jesus to be part of our life, to guide us. But often we forget to hold on to the promises that God gives us, an unchanging God, a loving God, and a creator. How big our God is. Just how awesome he is. You know, for example, we're going through a difficulty and we go, oh, Lord, where are you in this? What's going on? How am I going to get through this? And yet, the Bible tells us clearly, Jesus says, I am with you always. He tells us, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Never. He doesn't say, oh, sometimes I'm busy, I'm there and there. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And yet, we try to work it out on our own strength. And I've been guilty of this so many times in my life. But how many of us do that? We get so used to doing our own thing. And then we go, oh, what's going on? Okay, then we get to our knees. Then we say, God, help me. God, guide me. God, be part of this and that. But we're doing it. In Tagalog, the word is baliktad, which means it's back to front. We're doing it the wrong way around, guys. The scripture says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things shall be added unto you. What? What does all those things represent? Everything. Everything. All those things you need, all those things that you are going through, all those things that we want God to be part of. And yet we forget to ask. We forget to ask. Jesus is happy to guide us. But we do it on our own. Okay, please, next, Peter, the slide. Okay, guys, so when we get a slide, this is interactive, we're going to read it together. Okay, I am... Pretty clear, isn't it? Look at that last little bit. That's a stark reminder to us. For without me, you, us, me, you, all of us, you can do nothing. But we go, well, hang on a second. I managed to do this. I still are able to do my job. I'm able to help in my family. But maybe Jesus is saying, yeah, that's true. But if you had sought me, maybe it could have been easier. Maybe you could have done it better. Maybe you struggled and I managed. But the Lord is saying, abide in me and I in you. So there's a relationship, huge relationship aspect. Living in you, you abide in your house, don't you? How often do you go, I'm going to bed, and you sleep outside your garage? You go into the house, don't you? There's comfort, there's stuff going on, and you go, you have security. And Jesus is saying, abide, live in me. Not just, when you feel like it. He wants us to be like entering, living in his presence, in his comfort, in his protection, in his provision, every single moment. Not just, God, I'll come to you because, I've got a bit of spare time. No, he's saying, abide in me. And I'll read the next part, verse 5. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. So being in Jesus' companionship, being close in relationship, you will have a fruitful life. You won't just survive. You will be blessed. You will be blessed so much you can bless others. And others will be going, well, I want what he or she has got. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, does not. Okay, so we've got two situations going on. One is the people who don't believe in Jesus and go, no, you can stick it, I'm not interested. And the other can also represent Christians who confess, they say, I'm a Christian, but actually they're living a life without Christ. And so are they really a Christian? Because a Christian is a follower of Christ. Not just a sayer, I'm a Christian. Christian, I'm reverting to Tagalog. I'm a Christian. But if anyone does not abide in me, opportunity for decision. Jesus is telling us the way. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. The way. And yet we want our way, not God's way. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them up and throw them into the fire and they are burned. I know years ago when I had my landscaping business and I got so busy. I was working in the newspapers at night, landscaping in the day, and sometimes it involved Sundays. And so I got in the habit, just one Sunday, it's okay to be away from church. And then it led to another Sunday and another Sunday. And I thought, that's no issues. Look, I'm still doing my Bible study. I'm still doing my prayer. But there was something going on spiritually that I started, my attitude wasn't good. I started getting moody, whatever. And that's why the Lord tells us to fellowship together, to encourage each other, the body of Christ. He says, when one of you is sad, the others can be, we can mourn together. When we have something to celebrate, we can celebrate together. But he says, apart from me, You can do nothing. You know how many of you have grown grapes, or you've got a plant that has, tree has fruit, and you're pruning it, you want it to be fruitful, and maybe you're snipping off some of the ones where you know there are new buds coming. How many of us have new buds coming? How many of us are fruitful, a fruit that pleases God? Are we okay so far? I won't, not too long before I'll be done. Oh, I have to slow down a bit. Okay, next please, Maestro. Okay, guys, so whenever we see scripture, we're going to read it, please, together. Wow, a man or woman. We're going to include everybody in this, guys. Look at that. So, ideas. What does this mean? Bill, what does that mean to you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, uh-huh. That's good. Now, Trevor, what about you? Yeah, that's good. Okay, that's well done. Lorraine, what about you? That's excellent. And what about your mum? Would your mum like to comment? Oh, okay. Kim? Okay, sweetheart, what about you? Okay, and Peter?
I see it the other way. I see it as I'm always in conflict sometimes with God's plan, God's direction.
That's very, very good. And how many of us are like that? That's a good, honest answer.
So I know my heart sometimes wants to do a whole lot of things with that.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. But that's a good, honest answer. And I'm sure each of us has been exactly then. What about the ladies here at the desk, the table? Yeah, thank you. Hi, Lauren. I bet you can still see the scripture, so in the Philippines when I have this at church. And sometimes people go, pass. Oh, no, and I go, no, okay, if you pass, then you have to get up, sing a song and do a dance. So they go, oh, okay. So everyone generally participates. I go, volunteers? And I go, okay, Lorraine? I'm Lorraine. Lauren? Sorry? Oh, no, okay, all right, okay. Naomi? Yeah, okay. Next table, please. Yeah, that's nice too. My brother? Excellent. Very, very good answers, and all of them are right. But there's one component which I think all of you have missed, and that is listening. How can we hear God guide us, if God ordering the steps, if we're not listening? there is this thing like somebody gives you instructions in a job and they go, but you don't listen and you just go off doing what you want. And then you come back and the boss says, what have you done? Oh, well, you know. So man makes his plans. God orders the steps. How can God order the steps? By us listening, by us being in close communion with God to this point that we understand God's character, we understand his plans because we pray, we listen, we read the Bible, we listen, and God guides us, changes us. Okay? So far, so good, guys? Okay? Questions? No questions? Okay. All right. Next, please, Peter. No, it's there. You just got to click it once. More. Yep, there we go. Up. Wait there. Just don't go any further because there's 3 points. I don't want them displayed. Okay, here we go. So reading again, guys. There are... Now, isn't that interesting? You know, we might go, okay, God, order my steps. But we have our part. Look at the scripture we just said before. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Our part, seek, and all things shall be added unto you. We have our part. There's always our part, not just, oh, yeah, okay, Lord, things aren't working out. I'm going to come along and I'm going to sit down. I'm going to just wait till you answer. And the Lord says, no. You've got to be active. Got to be active. You've got to participate in the relationship with Jesus. Okay? We need to be in a sometimes. In Tagalog, the word is minsan, sometimes, or palagi, always. What about each of you here? Are you really in a daily relationship with God so that if he does speak to you, you'll hear? Or is it sometimes, you know, the Bible's opened up and you go, blow the dust off, or you take it from near the door because it's quite handy, you know, good heavy weight, it keeps the door from shutting. A friend of mine in New Zealand, he commented to me, he went to visit a friend of his, and he has a very comprehensive library of Bibles, all various Bibles, commentaries, expositions, and he went, whoa, that's good. But he noted one thing, major thing. All of them had plastic covers on them. They hadn't been opened. And it's a true thing, or maybe a couple, but most hadn't even been opened or used. How many of us are like that with our Bibles? How many of us are like that with our prayer life where we don't even allow God to speak because we don't even pray or stop to listen? Okay, Peter, next, please. We need to be... How many are asking at this time in your life, what way should I go? Maybe a job decision, maybe a decision, something happening in your family, in your life. How many are actually stopping before you've just made your own decision and going, okay, God, which way should I go? What should I do in this situation? God, where are you in this? Okay? Where is God in this? I gave you the answer before. The scripture, Jesus says, I'm with you always. That's where God is, isn't it? I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So we might think, oh, okay, God, where are you in this? Change the direction, change your way of thinking, because he's faithful, and go, God, I thank you you're here with me. I don't quite know what's going on, but your word says you're with me. So it's not about what I think or feel. It's about what you say, your promise. You're an unchanging God. If you promise it, you haven't changed your mind. But maybe, God, it's me who needs to change. More than likely, okay? We need to be consistent in both prayer and Bible study routines. Oh, look, I've got a couple of seconds. Some people I've spoken to, and they'll open the Bible up and go, ooh. Not, oh God, what do you want to say to me today? We get our Bible flicked through. Oh, yes, maybe it works sometimes, but most times, no. All right, I'm nearly done. Next, please, Peter. Okay, so this is the last slide, I think. Let's read it, guys. The faithfulness. What an amazing promise through and in Jesus Christ. In, because we're in relationship. Through, because God will work through his creation, work through people, work through our lives. The faithfulness of God means God is unchanging in his nature. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday. Forever. It's us who change, guys. It's us who get it wrong. It's us, you, me, who decide, nah, I'm doing it my way. True to his word, has promised salvation to his people and will keep his promises forever. He is worthy of eternal trust. Which, what does that tell us, guys? It's not a sometimes trust. He wants us to totally trust him. With our lives, with our families, with our jobs, with our plans, with our hopes and dreams, with our problems. Sometimes people are in the habit of just coming with only their problems and not saying thank you, God, for what you've done. All right, I think there might be one more. Please, Peter. No? Really? Oh, was there one more after that? Can you check? Oh, I added one more on my paper. Oh, okay. So my note here then, I'll conclude. Are we seeking God first and listening before we make our plans? Or are our plans already made? And then we try to find a way to fit God into them. So what are you doing in your life, guys, for each of you here, for me, for my wife and I? Have you already got your plans made and then, it should work, vacation, whatever it is? Why are you saying, well, I've got my plans, I've done my booking, I'm going here, I'm doing this. And there's that famous scripture where there's this guy in the Bible and he says, I've got so much money. I've got my storehouses full of grain. I've planned. I've got everything. So then I'm going on holiday for whatever years and I'm going to spend time here. I'm going here. I'm doing this. And the Lord says to him, you fool. Don't you know tonight your life will basically be ending? And so who then are you giving your treasure to? because he didn't seek God. He just did his plans and God said, no, no, no. Okay, I think that's it for me. So my loving wife now.
Good morning to everyone. Thank you for sharing the word of God, Rupert. And this time it's just like a little bit, a little glimpse of what we are doing in the Philippines. Some of you have been to the Philippines. Some of you have been to Mindoro, like Marjorie and Kim and Peter. And so for those of you who don't know our location, so that's southwest of Manila, 140 kilometers from the mainland, from the capital of the Philippines. So, yeah, we're on an island of Oriental Mindoro. So, yes. Okay, so the message this morning is about, you know, God's faithfulness in her in his promises. And I'd like also to acknowledge that in the God's ministry in the Philippines, Mercy Link, you know, we've encountered different trials, different challenges, and that's part of life. But we want to acknowledge God's faithfulness in what he is doing in the ministry that he has entrusted us. So we celebrated 9th year anniversary last year in July. This year will be our 10th, and through God's faithfulness, the church is continually growing. The members are more committed and involved in the ministry, and we are so grateful because, like, you know, they volunteer just because they want to serve the Lord, and we are so joyful to see the love and the passion for God, and and their hearts to share the gospel to others. So we also thank God for the new Christian believers that God brought into his flock. And it's amazing how God works in different ways. Like, you know, it's not about us, but it's all about God when we are willing to participate, you know, join in what he is doing in the lives of other people, in sharing his love, sharing his kindness, sharing his word, and the Lord touched them, and, you know, the Lord is the one bringing them into his kingdom, and we are just God's vessel, all of us. We are so blessed that we have that relationship with the Lord that, you know, that through us, he can, he can use us to work to the lives of other people and be a blessing to them. And so, next please. So we have various Bible study groups. And so during COVID, it was really hard for us because, you know, the Philippine government was so strict that, okay, 15-year-old below, well, there was even a time 17-year-old below, they cannot really come to church, especially, you know, they're not vaccinated. So that was hard, but we keep on going and trusting the Lord that the situation will become better, and until such a time that they're allowed to come to church, and we continue the children's ministry, the youth, and but the adult one, the women's group, are even during COVID, we continue to meet together at church or in different houses, and yeah, so praise God for the growth of their spiritual life and their love for God. Next, please. So, yeah, in 2002, we also thank the Lord, 2022, sorry, that in there were 6 students who graduated in college. And this school year, We have 203 students that are part of sponsorship program, and 108 of those students are sponsored from Australia, you know, and we thank God for the Australians who are so generous, so kind to help the people or the children in the Philippines. And yeah, so we have so many tribal students that are part of the program. And in July this year, 11 more students will graduate in college. And out of that, 7 tribal students are gonna, you know, get a degree in different areas like teaching degree and... In Mindoro, there is a group called Mongyan group. There's 7 people group, you know, in that indigenous people. Yes, indigenous people. So we reach out to them, and part of reaching out to them is also like helping them so they can get an education, because their situation are so, they're so poor. Like, I mean, of course, there's a lot of poor people in the Philippines, but the tribal people are more poorer than the normal Filipino families. So we reach out to them so they could have a better future when they finish, you know, their education. So I'm excited because, like, you know, 7 out of 11 students that will graduate in college this year are indigenous people. And for me, that's such, like, a great... you know, like a great blessing for them to be able to have a degree in different, like teaching, like, yeah, one of the students will graduate as a nurse, and they will have like a better future, and by having a good education. And so we're grateful to God for the blessing of all the people, through the people that, you know, support these students. Yes, next please. Yeah, so just recently, a few weeks ago, 3 of our former graduate students passed the board exam. So they are now licensed teacher, because in the Philippines, after you study 4-year education degree, you have to take board exam. So just a few weeks ago, 3 of them passed the board exam, and that's such a big, you know, like a blessing to them, and they have good opportunity. Actually, the top one on the left. Yeah, on my left. She's actually from the tribal area, and she got just after she graduated, even though she didn't pass yet the board exam, the government offered her like a job to translate, like from Tagalog to a different dialect, you know, for the children in the tribal area. So now she get a permanent job. Yeah, today, some of our graduates, the past graduates, are also taking now their board exam. It's a whole day exam. It's quite intense, so we have been praying for them, for God's wisdom. Yeah, they start, I think, from 7 to 5, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., so, yeah. Yes? No, they have to do... maybe months, because some of them, they have to go through like a review, like a 3-month review, and then take the exam. But some that, you know, for some students that cannot afford, because it's quite expensive. Like, I might be not in Australian currency, but in the Philippines, the student that will take the review will have to pay 9,500 pesos. That's like over 200 Australian dollars. And not all of them can afford that. So they do their own study. But yeah. So on behalf of MercyLink, we are so thankful to you guys. Marjorie, you're part of it. Julian, Graham, you know, and the other members of the church that are part, that sponsoring children, even live stream. The girl that live stream is sponsoring, she's in year 11 now? Year 11, and she's really doing great. And thank you so much, guys, for the donation that, you know, you give towards her so she can continue her study. And her family is also very thankful for live stream. And yeah, and last Christmas, the 203 students received a Christmas hampers. And initially, actually, only the Australian students will receive the Christmas hampers. It's like we buy them like groceries so that they can have like a special food on Christmas, because a lot of them, they cannot afford that, you know. And so 200 families received Christmas hampers, and it was such a busy time for us, like November, December, preparing all this, you know, buying the groceries and packing and going into different villages to deliver the Christmas hampers. And yeah, it was such like a great joy for us, you know, giving this help towards every family. And if you know, when you see the joy in their hearts, you know, that's yeah, the joy in their faces, and they're so thankful of God's provision to them. And it's just melt, you know, if you're there, it will just melt your heart, you know, giving this blessing to every family that part of the sponsorship program. And throughout the year, throughout the year, we do evangelism outreaches to different areas. And we're thankful for all the people also who partnered with us, because every time we go to different villages, we bring like food parcel. So after we share the gospel, pray for them, and we give them, yeah, we buy rice and noodles and canned goods to give to every family. We pray, we visit, we share the word of God. So, yeah, those are just some photos we took last year. Yes, next, please. I'm almost done. Okay, this I love this. I love this scripture because it's, you know, the verse or the scriptures we've heard this morning, you know, in the New Testament. But this is just like, you know, that the Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving toward all he has made. Do you believe that? Yes. Amen. I truly believe, you know, that the Lord, whatever he says in this word, he's so faithful to do it to us. So keep holding on what God has spoken to you, not only this morning, but even in your personal time with him, because he will do it. He will do it. Because one of the verses in the New Testament, it says, even if we are faithless, God remains faithful, because he cannot deny himself. Amen. And no, and so we are so honored and blessed that God has called us to serve him. But we cannot do it without God. The scripture this morning, it says, without me, you can do nothing. And without the partnership of the people, you know, the church, Lifestream Church, we are so thankful to you guys, because you have been faithfully supporting us, the ministry, even us personally, so we can continue doing what God has called us to do. And as I have mentioned, it's not always easy. There's so many challenges and struggles. But God, he's always faithful. We keep on trusting God. We keep on we keep on standing. Lord, this is what you say. Lord, you called us, Lord. Even how hard it is, but we will continue, Lord. Because this is not about us, but this is for you, oh God. And we are grateful to God that we are called by Him. We are all called, not just us. We are called by God, each one of us, in a very special way. The thing is, we just have to discover, Lord, what's your purpose for me? Why am I here in Australia? Why am I here in this church? Why am I, Lord, at Mercy Link, Lord God? Why am I in the Philippines? You know, the Lord put us in a specific place for His purpose. And always remember that God is faithful and loving toward all that He has made. Amen. Thank you very much.
It's very encouraging how both those messages kind of went together, didn't they? Because you mentioned about how important it is that we listen for what God has to say with us. And that was your kind of main thing, wasn't it? That we're listening and hearing what God has to say to us so that we can then do what God has said to us, that we can obey what God has for us. And that's very individual and important for us to be doing, to be seeking God, to spend time in His presence, to hear what He has to say, because He has lots of wonderful, in fact, I'm sure He's talking to us a lot more, I've said this before, than we hear, because we're not really listening. We've turned the hearing aid off, you know, turned it up to the world and off to, or up to ourselves and off to God. But He has things to say that would be both encouraging and enabling us to keep moving forward and to being obedient to His will for us individually as well as together as Lifestream. And we include you in that. It's wonderful. Who was really encouraged by the things that we heard today? I know I was. And what God is up to in that place. And I was just looking at the size of that church and how much it's grown. And that obviously that's taken a lot of work, prayer, on your behalf. So thank you that you've been faithful yourselves in the work that God has for you. Yeah. Well, that's